The West Virginia Department of Agriculture says it will begin aerial spraying for gypsy moth early next month. The spraying will occur across nearly 5,300 acres within Grant, Hardy, Nicholas, and Pendleton counties. The goal is to reduce the impact of the insect on West Virginia's forests. The gypsy moth is one of the most destructive non-native invasive species in the world. Gypsy moth caterpillars feed on more than 300 species of trees and shrubs in West Virginia. In high densities, they can kill or weaken trees, making them more susceptible to other pests and diseases. Indigenous to Europe, the moth was first introduced to the U.S. in the late 1860s near Boston. From there, it spread across the Northeast, devastating hardwood trees, especially oaks and aspen. West Virginia Agriculture Commissioner Kent Leonhard said in a press release, the gypsy moth is the most serious forest pest currently affecting the state. The May spraying for gypsy moth is being done through the West Virginia Department of Agriculture's Cooperative County Landowner Suppression Program. Landowners who participate pay part of the cost of treatment and choose what pesticides are used on their property. Officials say other ways to reduce gypsy moth outbreaks include not transporting firewood into or out of the state. RV and camper owners should thoroughly inspect and wash their equipment before moving it.